Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to one junior, Tim Conway Jr., on another junior's birthday, Martin Luther King Jr.'s. Look at that. What a connection the two of us have. Anyway, we're playing clips all night from 2008, just sitting here enjoying Martin Luther King's birthday, sipping on some hot tea. Well, actually, it's straight-up vodka. But anyway, enjoying ourselves here. So if you got a clip and you're buzzed at home, you'd like to hear something, 520-9710 or 888-520-9710.
Here's one where Brian, a guy called up and said he's from Toluca Lake. And he sounded gay. So I said, are you a gay guy? And Brian thought just because he's calling from Toluca Lake that I thought he was gay. Like, everyone who lives in Toluca Lake is gay. And he got pissed. These are pretty good, man. I got to listen to this stuff more often. All right, let's talk to Sean in Toluca Lake. You're on 97.1.
Hey, you guys. I love your show. I listen to it all the time.
Thank you. Thank
you.
You know, I think that you're right about it. Gay men don't argue as much as, straight men and women. And
are you a gay guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I see you calling from Toluca Lake. I shouldn't have even had to ask.
Right, because I'm from Toluca Lake. You're such an idiot, Tim. You really. I mean, the easiest jokes in the world. You just. You hold on, sir, for a second. I mean, do you think? Yeah. Do you think I didn't think that as soon as I saw it? Oh, here it comes from a Shecky in 5-4. Oh, what are you from? Are you a gay guy? I should have known. Yeah, it says Toluca. All right, man. Then you get in the car. All right, man.
Got
you
him.
Drive back to that.
Got him.
Come on, give
curve
me a
ball. Got him.
No curve. Ball, my friend.
Dude, I'm not, you know, until you have like a comedy CDs that you're selling and you're like, appearing at Caesar's Palace and MGM, you're on The Tonight Show and Letterman, you got your own sitcom. I'm not taking comedy lessons from you, young man.
Tim, you're getting
proud. Dare you?
You're getting very personal. I'll match your intensity then.
How dare you?
If you want to fight, let's fight.
I'm not taking comedy. You can give your comedy tips to Randy when I'm not here on President's Day. You can tell him to have heart attacks or more heart attacks in the Gary Glitter song.
I didn't.
And he'll sit there and take your ass. I ain't taking it.
I didn't tell. Taking my ass? You're the one who suggested that men who live in Toluca Lake are gay, knowing that I live in Toluca Lake. And then you sit there. Like you scored one. Let me tell you something.
I had to raise the roof.
Let me tell you something, Tim. I'm not going to take your FNS. I'm not going to effing take your FNS. And I
guess you are.
And I do have a comedy CD, and I'll bring it in tomorrow and crack it over your head. And the second you decide,
we'll play it on the air.
The second you decide you don't want my fat ass in this chair, say so, and I'll go home and watch goddamn TV.
Jesus Christ. Oh, the guy's going to have a heart attack that night. And then 10 minutes later, somebody else called up, and he wouldn't let it go. And we fought about it again, man. I don't know how we both took it for that long without both having a heart attack in here.
You made a joke at my offense, and I made fun of you.
I know, but if they're driving around in a car, and they're all comics.
Right. Yeah, you're the funnier one.
No, I'm just saying.
No, you're right, Tim.
I'm not saying I'm funnier. I'm just saying that.
No, you're right.
You know, that the four of them are driving around probably thinking themselves.
Right. Conway carries.
No, they make fun of people in the comedy clubs who are, hackish.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying, like.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying.
Excuse me, I'm hackish? Well, you know what, Tim? If I'm so goddamn hackish, it must be really tough to do a show with such a hack.
This is so difficult to listen to because this is like a really authentic argument that we had. I mean, most of them were, but this one really cut to the bone here.
Right? With such a hack.
How dare you insult me like that after you did a joke at my expense?
You think you're the funnier of the two? And you think I'm a hack? You think I'm a hack?
No,
F you! Good night. Early night. Good night. It's an early night. I'm a hack. F you. Call me on the air a hack.
Hey, there must be some truth to if you get that pissed off. No.
You know what there's truth to? There's truth to my on-air partner is an a-hole who offends me and calls me hackish. Hackish?
Hey, nobody else has the balls to do that.
Hey, I'm out.
There he goes. I shouldn't have done that, but what the hell. Let's talk to Jared in Ontario. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey, man.
Listen to you every night.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I drive the brown truck.
Oh, the UPS stuff, or did you S in the truck?
No, the UPS truck.
Okay. All right, what'd you like to hear, dude?
I want to hear that time you got stranded on the... You lost $3,000 and you got stranded on the road.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, this is a clip where I lost an S load of money. Here it is. You know, I was underground for 11 years. I couldn't cash a check because they closed my bank account down. The IRS took it all, which was about $600. So every time I got paid from a company, I had to go to the branch where the bank, you know, where
the
check was.
You had to go hammer the check. You couldn't go to your bank.
No.
You could go to their bank.
But I remember getting paid by a company in Santa Monica, $2,800. And I look at the check and I go, oh, Christ, San Francisco. I had to get in the car on a Friday, slide up there before 2 p.m. on a Saturday and cash it. So now I got $2,800 with me. And you know the first thing I did? I went to Tahoe and blew the whole check.
Oh, my God, is that pathetic.
And I told my girlfriend these stories, and she didn't leave. You know?
Well, it had to be the good Conway name. Jesus Christ. I thought I was pathetic.
I remember when I was underground, I got paid, and I was getting paid through the station when I was still underground. I used to go to across the post office and get cashier's checks. And you can get up to a $700 cashier's check. And the reason I did it at the post office, because then you could cash them at any post office.
I tell you, like, when you know... The amount of calories you burn being poor and living off the grid, you know, like, okay. You know, when you just go all those times you'd head down to Van Nuys to pay the phone bill in person.
Right. I knew where it was. It's Van Owen and Van Nuys.
Van Owen and Van Nuys.
Yeah. And you sit there in that line.
You wanted to open the door and go, hello, losers. There'd be nine people in front of you in line.
I started recognizing some of them.
Yeah. It was like, what is your story? How did you get here? You can't judge because you're behind the guy in the same effing line.
Right.
Yeah, the place used to be on Van Nuys right off of Van Owen.
Yeah,
month I was down there with the check because the phone was going to get shut off the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was the big Pacific Bell building. I was there, right across the street from Arby's.
And it was always, down the street from the Super Shop. And I remember, it was funny though, because I remember thinking to myself, what the hell are you losers doing here? Meanwhile, I'm standing there with a beat-up pickup truck, you know, dieseling out in the parking lot while I'm standing in line with my check in my hand.
But that phone bill, you know, there was plexiglass there, and every guy had a story, man.
Right.
Every guy laid a story on the dude behind the glass on how this happened.
Well, I one time gave my Catholic little brother my calling card. He went nuts with some chick he met online in Kentucky, and they just shut my phone off without even telling me. I owed him $311. Literally just shut it off mid-month.
All right, let's talk to, Eric in Thousand Oaks. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, can you play the one with Jay Leno called in?
Oh, Leno called in. Arsenio was on with us every Wednesday, and he's good friends with Jay Leno. He says, hey, Jay, what about you calling one night? And Jay said, absolutely. So this is Jay Leno. Jay Leno calling this show here. How exciting is that? Jay Leno from Channel 4 is moving at 10 o'clock. He's calling this show. Here we go.
That's a great story.
Yeah, Jay Leno. Myself and Arsenio Hall all together again. Hey, welcome back, Jay. How are you, sir?
God, I'm hanging in.
Hey. Hey, listen, do you have any, do you ever do radio in college or,
I did do radio in college and, you know, the funny thing is in radio, the difference between radio and doing stand-up, because I always meet, you know, a lot of times you go into a town and the guy, hey, we're the local DJs, we're the Breakfast Flakes, we're the Morning Zoo, listen, we want to open for you. And I go, great, you guys can open, great. How much time you want to do, 5? No, we'll do 20, 25, you know, so you guys got 25? Oh, yeah, we do four hours every day, it's not a problem, we do 4 hours every day.
Right.
And then they get out there and like 45 seconds in, please welcome Jay Leno, you know, and because... Radio is like the opposite. Stand-up, you try to do it to get to the joke as quickly as possible.
Right.
And with radio, you're looking at that clock, and you got a four-hour shift, so you find yourself going, you know, here in the United States of America, which I think is the greatest country in the world. Bob, don't you agree? I agree. You know, you just have to keep, and you're watching that clock, okay, 3 hours, 58 minutes. You know, you have to keep stretching out and out. So
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, it is very different. As a matter of fact, could you tell that story again?
Yeah.
Because we do have to be here till 11 o'clock.
Oh, I'll tell you a great story. That's a buddy of mine. You'll love this story. My buddy of mine is on a first date with this girl in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a bit of an upset stomach, and he's a little nervous, and he's wearing khaki pants.
Mm.
So they go along, and he just, let's say he has a little accident.
Okay.
And he's kind of soiled these khaki pants, and he's like feels ridiculous. So he's just kind of keeping the girl walking in front of him, you know. So he goes, hey, let's go into the Gap. So they go into the Gap, and he pretends like he's shopping, and he picks up two sweaters and a pair of khaki pants. And he's walking with the girl, you know, and he gets up to the counter. He says to the counter guy, forget the sweaters. Just give me the khaki pants. Oh, okay, great. So he buys the khaki pants, and now he's with the girl, and they get on the subway, and he goes, excuse me. So he goes in the restroom. He takes off his khaki pants, which are all soiled, and he just rolls them up a ball and just throws them out the window. Then he opens the bag, and there are two sweaters in it. He's stuck on the subway with no pants on a first date. Isn't that like a great story?
That's so great. That's fantastic.
Wow, yes.
Oh, that's funny story, man. That is awesome. All right, folks, this next clip includes Gina Grad.
Yes.
And, you know, you've done a lot of things off the show that we bring on the show.
That I'm very proud of.
Yeah, because you're a lunatic.
Yeah.
You know.
Totally.
And this is when you went, where'd you go on this trip?
Oh, is this naked sand surfing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Naked sand surfing. Gina Grad is still taking sand out of her crotch and her tuchus. But listen to this. It really is sensational, but it's really weird how these guys like go up and surf nude in the sand, something I never even thought
Tim,
about.
Tim, don't knock it till you try it.
All right, please. Listen to this clip. It's great.
So we walk, and there's all these little separate, like, tide pools. And they're hot. They're volcanically hot. You know, they're hot springs. So, you know, I grab my bikini, and I'm ready to go. I turn around. Everybody is completely naked.
Uh-oh.
Everybody. Christ. And usually I'm the exhibitionist, and I was like, ooh, what do I do?
But you can see everybody, or the sun's gone down.
It's pretty full moon, Tim.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I'm with 11 strangers, basically.
And everybody's nude.
Except shoes. Which is not a good look.
See,
at all.
I'd be the worst on that strip, because it'd be 12 guys. It'd be 12 people, right? Six girls, six guys. And everyone be nude, and people start to whisper, hey, who's the guy with the boner? Who's the guy that got excited?
I don't think that was an issue. I think we were cool.
No, I don't think I'd be cool.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I'd be, maybe I'd be, you know, maybe if I got in one of those cold springs, I'd be okay.
There was no cold spring.
Oh, no, hot spring with, you know.
Late, and every, I'm talking every size, shape.
Were there any hot chicks?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. How dare you, first of all.
I know.
How dare
you? You can't see this in radio, but Gina did that two things where she points both thumbs to herself.
Jesus
that
Christ.
That is unbelievable, man.
Who has a big smile,
are there
two
any attractive?
Thumbs, and...
do this if you're not driving at home and see how weird this is. Hey, were there any attractive chicks there? Yeah. Both thumbs at herself. Christ almighty.
Who has two thumbs and a great body? Just kidding.
All right, folks, this next clip is great because I work with one of the laziest guys in the world who loves fast food. And you're not going to believe how convenient these to-go menus are to this man's life, this Randy Wang. Listen to this one.
I have a giant pile of takeout menus that I put next to my bed in a little drawer. So while I'm still lying in my bed, I can reach for my phone, I can reach for my takeout menus, and I can order delivery without ever leaving the bed.
Jesus Christ.
And there are some times when it'll be a half hour later and the delivery guy's knocking at the door and I still haven't left that bed. So now I got to do the mad dash where I get out the bed and then I got to go put a t-shirt on and run up to the door.
Right, and act like you're not a complete lazy a-hole.
Yeah, there's a lot of times that the delivery guy sees me without any pants on.
Yeah, I know that panic and I hate it. But that panic where you know, they knock on the door and you're still in bed. And you want to ignore it, but then you're like, oh, no, he's not going to go away. He's got my food. So I got to get up, and I got to go get it. And so you put on a t-shirt, you try to throw some jeans on, and you look at your hair once before you slide over to the door. So you order while you're in bed, you order fast food or takeout food?
Takeout food.
Jesus.
Pizza lines.
God almighty, man.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Yeah, that is amazing. All right, we continue here playing clips, man, of the entire year. So if you have a favorite one, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. David in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Big Timmy!
Hey, welcome back, man.
I love your show, brother. I was initially calling to find out, you know, because I've been overseas almost the last year, and I came back last month, and I was wondering what happened to Whitman, but it's become so blatantly off.
No, I talked to Whitman today. We used to have a website. I don't know if it's still up. Is it still up, whathappenedtowhitman.com? Yeah, you can check that out. Were we just vacationing in Iraq?
Yeah, I was thinking about buying a timeshare out there.
How long were you there?
Just over 9 months.
Jesus Christ, man. And so you're home for the holidays?
No, I'm back in the States for good.
You are?
Marine Corps. I got out in 05 and was working as a civilian, and they called me back because they needed my military occupational expertise out there.
Wow. How many Marines still left over there? Not too many, huh?
Yeah, there's not too many. Hopefully fewer and fewer as they go by.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, I don't know much about how wars are won or lost or whatever, but the Marines go in first, right?
That's right.
And you cannot be a female and be in the Marines.
No, that's not true. My wife was a Marine.
Is that right? But she couldn't be on the front lines.
No, well, she was over there. She was, her occupation was motor transport. She was out there running over IEDs.
God almighty. So we're doing better over there, right?
Yeah, conservatively. We're getting better. It's getting cleaner. I think we're shifting most of our efforts over to Afghanistan now.
Oh, boy. They're going to call you back for Afghanistan?
Certainly hope not. I'm going to hide the orders next time.
Yeah, just throw them away. They don't care, right?
Yeah, I doubt it.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
So they pulled you back in after how many years as being a civilian?
About 2.5.
Jesus Christ. You had to leave your job and everything.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I work for DHL, so I'm pending a layoff right now.
Oh, God almighty. What a bad break, huh?
Yeah, so never end.
What are you going to do after that?
Just go to school.
No, I see. Okay. Well, buddy, I know that, you know, you read in the press where, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, the war was a mistake and everything. But, man, you have no idea how most of the guys and most of the women back here in this country think you guys are major studs.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, if you guys would drop everything and go over there and, you know, straighten some folks out, that's a big deal. And all the people in this country are complete pussies compared to you guys.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Isn't that sort of the motto of the Marines?
What's that?
Isn't that sort of the motto of the Marines?
Semper Fi, always.
Yeah, right. All right, can we play a clip for you, buddy?
Can I hear the one where our snitch is trying to pretend like he listened to 97.1?
Oh, yeah, where he's a big fan, the character.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, buddy, welcome back. And again, thank you for, you know, all you've done, for everything you've done, man. All right, let's play this. This is Arsenio, I believe, pretending to be a caller who is a big fan of the station. Is that right? And I'll stall until you got it. And
yeah, we got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. This guy's amazing. All right, here it is. Arsenio. Pretend to be a caller. Big fan of the station. Big fan.
Hey, you know what's interesting, though? Sometimes I come down on the wrong side of the issue. We might get some black people who call us and say, "Now, baby, this is the way it need to be. This, they need to close. I got 2 McDonald's. One on each side of my house. I got 2 McDonald's. It is wrong. It just had to stop, baby. I love you, Tim. I listen every night. I listen when you're there with the Casey Kasem daughter. And who, well, honey, what's the whole name that had 500 men? Sam Phillips. Sure. I learned from Sam Phillips. And, what's the colored boy name you had to talk show? But I'm saying, y'all, I love you. What I saying?
No. Sounds like our biggest fan. That is classic. What a clip! Hey, you're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And we're playing all the clips from the best of 2008. Man, I can't remember half of these, maybe because I was drunk for them. Anyway, you are tuned in to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
It's so sad living at home, far from the city, and the midnight. So far from me,
FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Some year-end clips for everybody. These are all from 2008. So anything you'd like to hear, Randy, let's see if you can pull it out of these racks. We have about 15,000 clips here, so all right, maybe 5,000. And they're sitting in front of us, and Randy's very good at dragging them out and sticking them in the cart player. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Jesse and Los Feliz, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello, hi. Happy holiday, Tim.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, brother.
Thank you. Could you play the one with Brian Whitman doing Al Ranter and Ryan Seacrest in a BG store? Remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
They were renting a video with he was imitating.
Rick Dees.
Rick Dees, right. Yeah. And
Rick Dees was renting.
Tom Likish.
Oh, yeah, I think we got that. Let's see if Randy can. Jeez, he's found it already. Look at that. Next.
Hey, how you doing there?
Hey, aren't you Jay Leno?
Yeah, good thing. Good thing. Of course, I'm business here. Of course, a lot of people coming in.
Renting film? Yeah, what would you like, sir?
Well, you know, just what if you guys had
for your thighs only? I'm sorry? For your thighs only? Yeah, we got a copy of that. Number one, number two?
Of course, the original. I like sequels, but, by the way, you have it on DVD?
Yeah, I got it on DVD. Here we go.
I'd like to make a purchase, not a rental.
Yeah, aren't you the guy from the TV?
No.
Yeah, you're on the late...
You confused me with some other guy. Do you have, you have the crocodile humper?
Oh, yeah, we got that back right near the gay porn.
Yeah, of course. Give me a copy of that. And of course, give me, if you have a, hey, have a copy of,
Intercourse with a Vampire. Yeah, I could swear, though. You're one of those late-night talk show guys, huh?
No. You don't know me from anywhere.
Opposite Letterman?
No. Let's see here. Oh, you got the, you got Romancing the Bone.
Yes, we do, sir. Here we go.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. You take cash or quantum?
Just cash. Yeah. Pay the cashier over here. Yeah, all right, next.
Hello?
You're next, sir. Would you like to purchase some porno?
Right. Yes, I would. That's why I'm here.
You're the guy from KBC, aren't you?
No, look. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah, you have that show on it. You're Al Rantel, aren't you?
I'm, look, you know, I didn't come here for conversation. I came here to get some entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Do you have Bareback Ranchers Volume 1?
We don't. We're out of that. Sorry, sir.
Oh, all right. Well, then, how about Hard Riders?
Hard Riders, yes, we got that, sir, yes.
All right, I'd like that on DVD, please.
All right, DVD Hard Riders, sir.
All right, don't be an idiot. You know what I came here for? I was here last week, and you didn't have it, but it's a new release. It's called You've Got Mail.
Didn't I see you running around the back of the
thing? No, you didn't see me running around doing anything. Don't be an idiot.
I can swear, man, you're on that, 790 AM, aren't you?
No, look, you know what? If you don't have Bareback Ranchers Volume 1... Maybe you have Out in Africa.
We got Out in Africa. Would you like that on DVD?
DVD, please.
You want the behind the scenes?
Oh, of course I want. Oh, look, you know, what kind of question is that?
You look very healthy. What do you take?
Natron's Healthy Trinity.
Is that right?
You know, your body needs good bacteria.
Nice glow you got about you.
Oh, look, you know,
isn't that just like eating yogurt, though?
No, it's just like yogurt. But in one tablet of Natron, it's like filling your bathtub with yogurt.
You ever done that?
No, look, don't. Just get me the Bare Encounters DVD.
All right, slide over the cashier.
All right.
Next.
Well, hello.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
I recognize you. You did that Disco Duck, huh?
No, I did not.
It's not that you're not Rick Dees?
No, I'm not. But do you have a Honey, I Shank the Kid?
I'm sorry, sir.
Do you have Honey, I Shanked the Kids?
I don't believe we have Honey, I Shanked the Kids too.
Gosh, you know, I called and asked for the original, and you said you had it. You put it aside. But do you have On Golden Blonde?
I believe we do, yeah. On Golden Blonde, we got that.
And by the way, that's not with Jane Fonda.
Yeah, I understand. Jane's not in it.
That is great.
You want the... now, we have some that are used, and sometimes behind the scenes...
No, please. No used. But, and also, by the way, I love Paul Hogan, a great actor. Do you have Crocodile Dundee?
I don't believe we do have Crocodile Dundee, sir.
Great.
But you were in here last week, weren't you?
No way.
No.
No. No, no. I would love to get, if you have a copy of Saturday Night Fever Blister.
We don't have that, sir. I'm sorry.
Great.
But, you know, we do have...
Hello, Rick. How are you?
Oh, you guys know each other, huh?
Not really.
He just called you Rick. You are Rick Dees, huh?
Not at all.
look, do you have You've Got Mail?
Well, Jesus, look at the two radio guys going at it here. We do have the Driving Miss Daisy Crazy, sir.
You know what? I don't want that.
How about For Your Ass Only?
How about Boldfinger?
Boldfinger, we got that, sir, yes.
Great. I love that.
Yeah. Inspector Gadget? You'd like a copy of that, sir?
You know what? That's okay.
Inspector Gadget?
That's okay. Do you have The Empire Likes You?
I'm sorry, sir.
Do you have a fresh copy, not previously viewed, of The Empire Likes? what I'm looking for is an unviewed version of The Empire.
Sir, I can't understand what you're saying.
No, I know you can't. But what I'd love, if you don't have the Wadfather, do you have a previously unviewed version of The Empire Likes Crack?
Sorry, sir, we do not have that.
Okay, well then.
You know what?
Then just give me two bold fingers and we'll call it a night.
Sir, I know you are.
I swear you don't know who I am. Just please put it.
I do know you are. Could we ask you a favor, sir? We'll give you a couple of free DVDs.
Oh, great.
If you could just do our announce on our phone system for us.
Oh, no. You know, I would love to do that.
And we'll give you some free DVDs.
Great.
Because so what we do is when people call up, we have a list of titles, and they can press one for this movie and another one for that movie. If you could read those for us.
Oh, great. Are you rolling tape?
Rolling tape, yes.
Well, hello, and thank you for calling. If you'd love a brand new copy of Jurassic Poke, press one now. For Men in Back, press two. Breast Side Story, press three now. If you'd love Bum Fight at the Old Gay Corral, press four. Thank you so much for calling. Please hold for your free copy of Chitty Chitty Gang Bang. Will that be fine?
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much.
Great.
All right. We have next here. Who's up next here?
Hello, dear.
Hey, how are you? Hey, I know that voice.
Yeah.
You're on 97.1, aren't you? The afternoon guy, huh?
I don't have a lot of time.
Oh, boy. All right.
I just came by for my copy of Forrest Hump.
Forrest Hump, you got it. $40.
I never spend more than $40. $0 if I can.
On porn?
Yes.
How do you get porn for $0?
You'd be amazed, dear.
Tom, great to see you.
Now, see, you called him Tom. That is Tom.
Have you seen Willy Wanker up the Chocolate Factory?
No, I didn't even know they had that.
All right, next. Who's next here, sir? Next.
Hello there.
Oh, boy.
Hey, it's Senator Kennedy, huh?
I drove myself over here to get an advance copy of a Saurus Rump. Patrick drove me here, and he's a little heavy on the accelerator. Do you have, for rental, the Royal Tender Buns?
We don't, sir. I'm sorry, man.
How about Diddler on the Roof?
Rick, can we ask you to do a couple more recordings for us?
Oh, great.
We have a gay section here at the porn store.
Well, thank you so much for calling. If you'd love You've Got Mail, press 1 now. For Escape from San Francisco, press 2. And it is your lucky night. You've got a free copy of Bareback Ranchers Volume 1. Please hold during music.
right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And we're taking this time to play some year-end clips. So if you have any of your favorites you'd like to hear, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Anything from 2008. All right, now, folks, if you listen to the show for any period of time, you know that Gina and I get along very well. But I was busting her balls one night, or her ovaries, about this thing we did at the King game when she was the announcer for the tricycle match between periods. And she, like, flips out that I got pissed at her. I've been pissed at her once since I started working with her. And then she flips out that I might be angry with her. Listen to this clip. It's actually pretty good.
If I was so terrible, why did they ask me back, Tim?
Well, if you were so great, I don't know why nobody applauded. 15,000 well, people sat on their hands.
Yeah.
You know, and your picture's on a Jumbotron, and none of those guys got up to hit those flippers.
I saw a couple of claps in the front
I didn't
row.
See anybody.
Well, you know what? You need glasses.
No,
then.
You know what? I had glasses.
And you know what?
And I saw it last night, and there's nobody.
You know what,
you're embarrassing the show. You're embarrassing the station. You're embarrassing CBS Radio by
really?
Doing this crap.
Really?
And then you sit there and, I know why the guy farted. I know why the guy in the outfit farted. Because that's what you deserve after this.
She's trying.
Gave you a big old farting zine. Get out of here.
I don't remember you or Frank or Randy sacking up to go down and speak in front of 15,000 people.
Yeah, I know.
Even though
guess
Frank,
what the title of the show is? It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. I got to be up in the goddamn booth.
I'm pretty sure you could have taken a wireless down.
Get out of here. You can't take a wireless with this equipment we have. You can barely walk 3 feet away.
One of your favorite defense arguments for anything, no matter what it is
turned into
you know what? I don't remember you doing it. Well, Tim, I don't remember you doing it.
You turned into a 50-year-old woman with this.
You too.
Please.
Calling Dr. Freud is all I have to say to you.
Get the Christ out of here. All right, I'm going to take a break.
I need a break.
Yeah, hope you have a nice weekend. Jesus Christ. Doing Whitman's act here, walking out of the studio.
She's
trying to scare people. Jesus Christ. Chris in Northridge, you're on the air. How are you, sir?
Big Timmy.
Hey, now.
Hey, I got to tell you. In the radio business, you're the best at clearing your throat.
I know. I got to stop doing that.
You and Adam. Hey, before I request my clip, I'd like to redeem my girl, Gina. Well, see, I know this is from 07, but I recall a clip of you sounding just a little bit more childish than that.
How dare you?
And since it's from 07, and you don't mind, can I do my impression of you?
Here we go. Go ahead.
All right. It was you, Randy. It was Jerry and Brian. You guys were piling on top of Woolsey and doing a countdown.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, this is your reaction to the countdown.
Right,
I'll start at five. Ready?
All right, here we go.
It was a five, four, everybody's all screaming, three, two, and then at one you go, yay!
Yeah, I think we got that. Let me see here. From February of 2000. Look at that. Randy's got it already. It's unreal. Here's Brian Whitman about to. Don't drop yet. Don't drop.
He's going to drop any time. Like,
Jerry Wachowski, can you get up and get
Brian
close?
Brian Whitman has never done a push up in
all right.
his life.
A little further. Hands on his back. Hands on his back. Five, four, three, two, one. Drop!
Are you kidding me with this? Jesus Christ! What the
This is CBS.
Brian Whitman is on top of Shauna.
Jerry, I told you. By the way, Jerry has a semi.
I think those
no,
are
his I do
Whitman,
not.
Let me also inform everyone that you also have.
How long? We at 30?
Oh, Jesus. Wait, what are we at right now?
What's the time?
Honestly,
28
God.
Seconds. 38. 40,
seriously.
41.
Is there a doctor?
43. 44. 45. 46. 47.
Jesus
48.
Christ.
49. 50. 51. 52. 53. 54. 55. 6. 7. 8, 9, yay! Shauna Woolsey.
Shauna?
For 1 minute.
I do think we should name him Brian.
Oh, that's great, man. All right, you want to hear a clip from this year?
I got to hear some Corolla.
Oh,
I know he does that
yes.
bed and breakfast, man.
Okay. All right, yeah. All right, but we thank you for calling. That's a great clip when he was talking about that bed and breakfast. And we have him on every Friday night. And it's about 2 months ago or so.
Yeah, we got it.
You got it? Okay. Yeah. All right, here's Adam Carolla and myself, Tim Conway Jr., talking about bed and breakfast. As I recall, it's a very funny piece of audio. You know, speaking of idiots, and, you know, I'll just take your word for it that you, you know, you're smarter than the rest of your family. My wife tried to book us, and we're going up to Oregon in a couple weeks. And on the way up to Oregon, we're going to stop at a hotel on the way up and divide the trip into 2 days, which is fine with me. And she books us into a bed and breakfast.
No, Tim, no.
And I said, are you effing kidding me? I
no.
mean, I got to now become friends with the four other couples in that joint?
Tim, it is, there's no hotel that's worse than a bed and breakfast.
Right.
There's no motel.
Right.
There's not enough roaches in a motel to keep me out of it before going. They call it a bed and breakfast. Let's call it what it is. You're flopping at someone's house. And
they're charging you.
And you're flopping at someone's house who thinks it'd be a good idea to have someone flop at their house.
Right. And a person is very particular about what you do in that house. Like,
right.
Oh, no, you can't put your feet up on that coffee table. Marriott doesn't give a rat's ass if you do that.
I know, and it's like, yeah, and Marriott doesn't tell you grandma's serving breakfast at 7:30 sharp, so you may want to be down before you miss out.
Right, and everybody wakes up early as hell, and it's one big house, plus you often have to share a bathroom with some idiot.
And there's this logistical nightmare where it's like, hey, we'd like to head into town for a steak and a couple of pops. We may not be back till midnight.
Right.
Will we lock up here when the streetlights come on? Well, I'll crawl through the bathroom window. And by the way, guess whose bedroom you're in? You're in the bedroom of the middle son who hung himself in it 3 years earlier. The goth kid.
Yeah, there's always a tragedy.
They like to think it was autoerotic asphyxiation, but we know. We know what happened that fateful August night.
And
it's like you're in a room of some troubled teen that is either doing gay porn or
right.
choked himself out many years earlier.
And it's always based on a couple where both halves are losers.
Right.
You know, the guy didn't do well, she didn't do well, so now they got to rent out the kids' room to try to get by.
Right, yeah. It's basically at a certain point, you turn to your wife and say, you know how we could make an extra $63 a day? We could have total strangers sleep in Bobby's spare bedroom. I mean, that's the mentality you're dealing with.
That's very funny crap. All right, gang, here's another clip of Brian Whitman, and he's fighting with, God only knows here at the station. I think it's Frosty in this clip. And it really is great, man. Those two guys had an unbelievable relationship for the 3 years that Brian Whitman was here. And they went after each other pretty hard. And even though it sounds like they might be kidding in this clip, it was a very serious battle that went on behind the scenes and off the air for quite some time. Listen to this. Here we go. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank talking about Brian Whitman and his potential relationship with Frosty.
I have to admit, I was suckered in for a second picturing us in Bed Bath & Beyond as a couple. And I thought,
see that?
What in the world? I'm here.
Jesus. Now, why are you eating? Jesus Christ, man.
I thought we were playing a clip. Excuse me.
Look at this guy.
Wildly inappropriate.
God almighty.
Wildly unprofessional.
That's okay.
I thought you were going to play like a 30-second
well,
clip.
Well, yeah, we got to start and stop, especially when a revelation that Frosty's
right.
now into it.
How the hell did I know he was going to say that?
Wedding bells.
Choked on this pizza, for Christ's sake. Holy
in that
hell.
Scenario... I have to admit, I was suckered in for a second picturing us in Bed Bath & Beyond as a couple.
Wow. Look at that.
That is so frightening to me.
Bed Bath & Beyond, Frosty and Whitman walking around.
That is really, really frightening.
And I thought, wait, I would probably be the man. Wouldn't he be the woman
God.
In the relationship? He seems like he's more emotional than me.
Oh, God.
Now, I'm emotional, but
he's
more emotional.
That might be a tight race. Dang. I think you would take turns being the guy and the girl.
This,
wow.
This is utterly absurd.
Wow.
This is absurd.
I actually believe Heidi's right here.
I think you would take turns being the guy and the girl.
Okay.
I think you would. Well, you wouldn't want to always be the girl.
Tim, I date women.
Well, that's going to stop. Frosty wouldn't have any of that. I bet he would not even entertain the thought of you doing
that
anymore.
He'd be outraged. You hear him. He'd be outraged. In his apron, I'd come in, and he'd be in the kitchen in his apron, like, cooking something, because he works middays and I work nights. And he'd say, where are you going this weekend? I'd say, oh, quiet, you bitch.
Right. And you'd get all naked and rub up against
him. Get out of here. Stop it.
All right. This is another one where we hit Brian over the head pretty hard again. And it was not my fault. The computer broke, but it broke right on a specific part of the tape that drove Whitman nuts. Listen to this.
So if I were gay, and I'm not, but if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that. Because I'm that. It's like, are you kidding me?
Excuse me, there were a few very...
I don't think that was directed towards you.
I think it was, and there were several very
now,
colorful...
Now, listen to it again. Listen to it again.
Colorful adjectives.
Listen.
You out yourself.
Okay. Picture you looking at yourself naked in a mirror, and picture me looking at myself naked in a mirror. Would you want to do this if you were gay? No. So if I were gay, and I'm not, but if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that. Because
he's talking about himself.
I'm that. It's like, are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
That guy knows
he's
on
maybe
that.
He's talking about
he's
you.
He's talking about me.
Uh-oh. Now we've gone to the next level.
Call me those words.
We've now described Brian Whitman as if he were a gay guy looking at you.
So if I were gay, and I'm not, but if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that.
If you're going to be a couple, he can't talk about you like that in public.
Of course not.
That's outrageous.
It's outrageous to do to a coworker.
No, it's outrageous to talk to about your husband that way. What, wouldn't you leave a guy if he talked about you like that?
Get out of here.
Wouldn't you? If you were in a gay relationship and the guy...
I'm not!
I'm asking you if you were! If you were in a gay relationship and a guy went on the air and described you this way.
But if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that.
Yes, I'd pack up the dogs and
yeah,
all the
other... Yeah, say, what the F are you talking about?
And he'd come home to an empty house. Frosty would come home to an empty house, an empty peach house.
And he deserves an empty house when he describes you like that.
With green trim that the previous heterosexual owner painted, Mr. Kramer.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. 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 Fat, pasty,
there's something
white,
wrong
blobby,
with the tape.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby,
get the
shiny.
Engineer.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby,
Jerry.
Shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny.
Just kick it.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny.
Off.
Fat, pasty, white,
shut
blobby,
the station
fat,
off. Turn the transmitter off.
Turn that switch off, Jerry.
Goddamn off.
Jerry, turn that switch off.
I can't move it.
I don't give a crap.
Shiny, right, right, fat, right, it says, do something.
Turn it goddamn off.
I can't sit here and listen to this. White, blobby, shiny, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny.
That is funny, yes. Ryan in Fontana, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Conway, you're the man.
Hey, look at
show.
You. Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, I'm glad you dropped that dead weight, too, from Toluca,
oh,
man. That was
mean, Tim. You were mean and rude.
Listen, I talked to Renee. He's doing great.
All right. Hey, I wanted to hear that phone call that you guys made to Frosty. That,
oh, to
that
Frosty.
Was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love it.
All that right, buddy. We're going to hang up and we'll play that for you. This is when we were doing a show right before Thanksgiving at Smart and Final. We were participating in a food drive. And Frank Kramer was there as a... what a trooper, man. He was there
Frank
all night.
Frank Kramer here.
He didn't feel well. He was sitting there all night. And we called Frosty at home. And it's one of the great calls I think we've ever made on the air. Here it is, calling Frosty at home late at night. See what he's doing. And we're going to try to call Frosty and see what he's up to. You think he answers?
I don't think he will.
A new segment call.
I hope he doesn't.
All right.
Like I said, his message is priceless.
What's
okay, here
Frosty
we go.
Doing?
There we go.
Hello.
Hey, Frosty.
Frosty, man. How are you, dude?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, real quickly, I have to say this. Do we have permission to put you on 97.1 FM Talk?
Yeah, let me take the phone up, though. Yes, hello.
Hey, how are you, man?
Hey, is this Tim?
It's Tim and Frank and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show and also Glenn Walker from Channel 9
wow.
CBS.
John and Jeff, what station are they on?
Man, it starts right away.
It
huh?
does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, now, we want to know what's happening with you on a Friday night. What are you actually doing right now? When the phone rang, what were you doing?
I was going to bed.
Going to bed?
Well, you know, it's past my bedtime. After Larry King, I'm pretty much spent.
What are you wearing?
What am I wearing right now? Let's see. I'm wearing, I'm not wearing anything.
I just puked in my mouth. Ooh.
I sleep kind of naked, like, so there's really nothing on me.
I see. Yes. And what before you were about to put yourself to bed, what made up the evening for you? What'd you do tonight?
Well, I do my nightly prayer to Almighty Jesus to forgive me for my sins.
Right.
I stopped. I had a pizza, of course, earlier this evening.
Where'd you go for that?
I went to Pizza Hut. Okay. And what TV station is this you're talking?
So you're treating yourself. What'd you get at Pizza Hut?
When?
What?
Oh, what? A large New Yorker pizza.
Did you finish it?
Well, of course I did. When do I finish? There's no such thing as a leftover in my house. I don't know what that concept is.
Did you eat it there, or did you take it home?
Well, I ate half of it on the way home, and then when I got home, the last day or two. Yeah.
That's always a real messy drive home.
Yeah.
So how's that work in with the Jenny Craig being delivered to your house? Is that part of that?
I'm kind of embarrassed because here it is, the time of the year we're supposed to think about people who don't have enough to eat and who go hungry. And I'm thinking, I can't remember the last time I was hungry.
Please. I was hoping to get your message because you had that pathetic message.
Well, if you want, I'll hang up and you can call it back.
All right, let's do that. Yeah. Okay. All right, take care, Frosty.
My phone ringing two times in one night. That's never happened before.
Okay.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
And remember, we're calling you back, so don't pick it up.
Oh, how exciting.
Okay. All right, very good. All right, let's hang up and then call Frosty back and listen to his message.
Well, I'll be darned. So that's what the ringer sounds like. Huh. Didn't think this phone worked. This is Frosty, so you've probably called me by mistake. But if it is a miraculous occurrence that you're actually calling to leave me a message, thank you. Take your time after the beep. Your message will be first in line because no one ever calls, and I'll get your message as soon as I get home. It'll be the first thing I hear when I walk in the door. Well, that and the lonely silence.
That is good times, man. That was a great call. Anyway, there's some really funny stuff coming up in the next hour as well. So keep listening. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show right here on 97.1 FM Talk. California knows how to party. California knows how to party. In the city of LA. 97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.